All right, man. I didn't get that fucking job. I did not get that job, man. I was this fucking close, but the casting people said, you were great, Phil, but we want somebody, we needed the character to be younger. Now, that's not, you know, that's not ageism or anything. That's just they needed the character to be younger. They wanted the character to be younger, whatever. That's cool. My philosophy, nothing can upset me, or shall we say, nothing can really get me too emotionally racked, and nothing can defeat me. Keep those two things uppermost in your mind, and nothing will defeat you. I'm Phil Hendry. Do 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 do. Oh, I'm sorry, the music's over. All right. Trump, why don't you get off the whole Romney's a failed candidate? Yes, okay, fine. You cannot continue with this shit. You got to answer questions. What do you think of the debate? Let me tell you what I think. Okay. Very rude of me. I'm sorry. I was eating an apple. But I probably should have stayed with music for a while. I hope this fucking Anderson Cooper would get rid of this motherfucking... Ah, not that broad. Oh, God, I hate her. That fucking Trump chick. Ay, ay, ay. Talk about somebody living in a fucking bubble of denial. God damn. Who's this, Mary Catherine Hamm? Standing here waiting on you, it'll be all right when the morning comes. Oh, here's Mary Catherine Hamm.
He admits he's a transactional politician who takes money from Democrats and Republicans. And I think Ted Cruz had a really nice moment. And this, if this changes, if anyone's mind has changed, it might be this. He says, for 40 years, he's been part of the corruption in Washington that you're
angry about. Yeah.
He's speaking to those voters that like Donald Trump, and think he's part of the problem.
But I mean, for all, you know, you can point to lines and all that.
Yeah,
stuff,
exactly.
But, I mean, to your point, Kelly, the support... It just seems impervious to any kind of...
Well, tonight, though, there were some dings. Tonight, he took some dings.
Try on Donald
Seriously.
Trump. The support is there, and whether, it feels like it's people...
He took a few dings. I don't want to say,
Trump,
you know...
Believe that he's a truth teller, believe that he's not politically correct, whatever it may be, for whatever reason, it just seems like that support is solid, and it's not going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere, but I do think Cruz might have benefited from tonight... Vis-a-vis Rubio. There is still room horizontally to Rubio and Cruz.
Your guy didn't get hurt.
Chip away at Trump, it's certainly possible to chip away among those two. And I think Rubio, when he really was going after Trump and kind of delving into these insults, Cruz took those moments two or three times to say, these are like bickering schoolyard children. You know, let's talk about policy.
Right.
I think that really benefited Cruz the last debate because he kind of took that approach somewhat. This debate, he took it wholeheartedly, and I think vis-a-vis Rubio, that was certainly
what was interesting to me was that Cruz and Rubio barely talked to each other, acknowledged each other, or criticized each other. It kind of makes you wonder whether there was some kind of little wink or a nod saying, okay, we're both going after
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think, Gloria, you're full of shit.
Exactly.
I think you're so full of shit, your eyes are brown, Gloria. How do you feel about that?
But these are guys who are at each other's throats constantly. And they're on either side of Donald Trump, and they're not even acknowledging each other. They're just helping each other attack Donald Trump.
I do blow it out your ass. Look, let me tell you something.
This is maybe an open question. I'm not sure about it, but this is now we've had two debates in a row where they've gone after Donald Trump aggressively, gone after him on policy, gone after
they hurt. He hurt Trump with that goddamn Trump University shit. That hurt. And they hurt him with the fucking guest workers, the foreign worker thing. Trump smarted and got pissed off at that shit.
Which again, every time Donald Trump comes away with more delegates, Donald Trump stretches his lead. But so let's see if it happens by Saturday. But does it happen by Michigan? Does it happen by March 15th in Ohio and Florida vote? I don't know. I can tell you tonight, Ted Cruz was the college debater.
See?
He had a pretty good debate last time, too. He responded, he was kind of slow at first, then responded to Rubio's aggressiveness. Tonight, I thought he was very aggressive. That Ted Cruz on the stage tonight has to be pretty mad at the Ted Cruz who let the first nine debates pass without going after Donald Trump. Mm-hmm.
You know, but one of the things that we haven't talked about yet, which, and I thought...
I want to tell you something, man. Let me turn this shit down.
They cheated.
That motherfucking, what do you call him?
Around the KKK, and he answered it in the way that he always does, and they moved on.
Right.
But the question really nobody has asked him, and I don't think we've asked ourselves, is not, why did you hesitate, you know, that one time to denounce?
Because they're whites.
More, why do you think that they want to endorse you? What about your...
They're white people, man. They're not going to go there, Van. They don't give a fuck. White motherfucking... commentators, white news people, even well-meaning liberals like fucking what's this guy here, Cooper, Anderson Cooper? They don't give a shit. They just basically don't give a shit. They're not bright enough. There's something, you know. I would have fucking nailed that motherfucker to the wall. It probably would have wound up into a goddamn fist fight, all the way to the point where he doesn't even know what the organization's called. Ku Klux Klan. It's the Ku Klux Klan, you dumb shit. If you really read as much as you say you do, Trump, which you don't, you'd know what the goddamn organization's called. It's been around since the Civil fucking War. God, what an idiot. God. Now I'm out in the cold and my head to do, and my face is waiting on you. It'll be all right. Okay. So anyway, welcome, guys. Good to see you. I'm always kind of shifting my seat over. I always have to kind of go left here because I always feel like I'm a little bit more... I don't know what I'm doing here, man. All right. Let's see where we are. Our virals tonight. Bing! Early deadline. Here we go again with these goddamned early deadlines. What? I don't even know what the fuck the Colonel... I don't know what Colonel Sanders sounds like. Do you? I gotta... it's Jim Gaffigan. Jim, send me a voice clip of yourself. I got to do it. They need a sound alike. I don't know whether that's a loop. It's probably just a loop. Dude. Oh, no. You know, all right. What's happening tomorrow? You know what? Fuck. All right. Let's take a look at this, man. Hey, Alex, where's the fucking virals, man? He didn't do them. Son of a bitch. Fuck. How much time we got here, man? 12 minutes. What are we going to do, man, for fucking news here, dude? Boy, I'll tell you what, man. You don't want to see that happening, man. People are weighing into that whole war crime thing, you know. Trump was saying he'd give an order to kill. They'd do it if I gave them the order. No, they wouldn't. Not if they're moral soldiers. As a matter of fact, you are not held responsible. If you disobey an illegal order, you're not breaking the law. You are not going against the military code of conduct. You're doing the exactly right thing. If you know something to be illegal by international law, you don't have to follow that order. And so Trump, if he told his soldiers to go and kill civilians, they're not going to do it. I cannot believe how thick some of these motherfucking debate, these moderators are. They don't follow up. They don't do shit, you know. Bunch of dumbasses. Uh-huh. right, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here in terms of... I didn't get any viral stories tonight from Alex. No viral stories? Usually, he sends me some of the more well-circulated stories of the night. Kind of gives me a little bit of an idea, you know, what is happening overall. You understand? See, that's what I'm trying to say. It gives me an idea what's happening overall. Sitting here waiting on you. Oh, the winners of the Bobby date. Here we go. What the fuck? Robert Carter, Nate Schoaf, Ace Ailman, Matthew Daggett, and Ben Potter are the winners of the Bobby date. So they will be getting a phone date with Bobby Dooley. Holy fuck. The shit we do for money around here. Phone date. All right. All right, let me see what we can do here then. When you come home, try to come home alone. So much better with two. Now I'm out in the cold and I'm getting old. Trump was center of attention and attacks in the GOP debate. I guess that's one viral story, huh? God, these guys are so weird. They got the... No, don't deport Kasich, Carson, Rubio. Yes, deport undocumented immigrants. All of a sudden, Trump's this big fucking conservative when he was, a liberal Democrat at one point. All right. You know what? That's okay with me. I got no problem with a guy changing his political philosophy over the course of years. I got a problem with him, though, changing his goddamn mind in the middle of the fucking campaign. You know, all of a sudden, well, I don't know. You know, I'm rethinking that one. That's what this motherfucker's doing. There's a tape out there with the New York Times, off-the-record tape, where he discusses people are alleging and that he has not really denied that he would be very malleable, not malleable, but he would be flexible on his whole immigration stand, that he might change, that he might soften, that he might not, well, maybe we won't build the wall, that kind of shit. This is an interview he gave with the New York Times editorial board, I think, or perhaps... it was just an interview he had. It was a off the record discussion with the publisher and perhaps editor and some of the department heads of the New York Times. North Korea leader tells military to be ready to use nuclear weapons. Sasha Obama's high school classes will keep First Family in Washington for a while. Michigan governor hires lawyers for Flint water issue. You bet, you motherfucker. Four reported the Bay Area. Christ. Caitlyn Jenner's presidential preference. I like Ted Cruz. GOP debate. John Kasich pledges to reignite the spirit of the United States of America. Hull City misses chance to go top of the championship by losing at Birmingham. Looks like Hull City's back in the Premier League, huh? Oh. I thought maybe you don't care. Okay. Where in your neighborhood? Who are you gonna call? Ghostbusters.
Yes. Well, no. I'm. Most of what I think is. Yes. Well, Marilyn Donnelly here. I'm pretty excited about it. I think it'll be a good presidential race. I think everyone will have.
Testing 1 2 1 2. I'll tell you, I thought, Phil, that it was my opinion. I could be wrong, but it was my opinion that I think Donald Trump tonight got whacked, and I think he got whacked pretty good.
No, he didn't.
Well, you don't think he did, but tell me what you think of this.
I thought he held his own handsomely.
Okay.
Donald Trump, Syria. If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you going to call? Clodbusters. When London has fallen. Trump is the center of attention. You know, England is so great. I mean this. England is so great. I wish they were a state. Well, that's kind of fucked up to say. I wish they were like, I don't know, part of America. I know that that doesn't sound good to people in England. I think that probably sounds like shit, but... But think about it, man. All that bullshit you cats are going through in Europe, all that EU shit, you know, should we be members? Because all that shit's bringing us down. But by the same token, if we go it alone, you know, I'm not sure if economically we can handle it. Why don't you cats team up with us, man? We can do a little kind of, you know, thing, a little Commonwealth thing, right? Couldn't we do that? Nah, maybe not. I don't know. Might be like... They say a lot of that stuff could be unconstitutional. And that's the point that I'm worried about. Come on, Henry. Would you quit pulling it, man? And just... sorry, sir. Get your shit together. First Ghostbusters reboot brings back the slime. What do you think of that, RC?
Well, there's no question that the new Ghostbusters is going to be pretty rad. there's no question, Mr. Henry, that the new Ghostbusters...
I can't get up that voice, man. I got to...
There's no... business like show business. I don't know, Mr. Henry. I think there's no question that the new Ghostbuster is going to be pretty rad, but that was way before my time, so I don't really care. First of all, I think that would be pretty... Well, first of all, I think it'd be neat if they had a...
Ghostbusters. Something weird in your neighborhood. The first Ghostbusters movie. What time is that, man? Who you gonna call? Okay. March 11th. Hollywood. Hollywood Improv. We gotta get our shit together on that show, man. Got a show coming up with the fucking goddamn it. If there's something weird in your neighbor's foot, debate. Where the fuck are the...
I thought he'd done very well. I'm not sure, though, whether or not Donald Trump... Yes, sir, I thought he'd done very well. But I'm not sure whether Donald Trump... I thought he took care of the people. You felt he did well. I thought he did very well, yes.
I thought he, to be honest, I thought he got his... to put it into colloquial terms, I thought he got his ass handed to him.
No, I didn't see that at all.
Well, I think in the instance of the Trump University debate...
What about that, Mark?
I thought the Trump University debate, the point they were making, Donald Trump was somehow trying to skinflint or kind of cheat these people.
Wait a minute. Doug Danger on the slime. Doug Danger.
There have never been a time, not there. I think so, Phil, and I'm as a,
well, there's, let me say it. I think I speak for everyone here, and,
yeah.
Then, what you're saying, Larry.
Can you back away, because the,
are you going to break?
Is it your breath again?
Yeah.
No, it's not my breath again, but,
I don't know how long it's going to take you, Don, to understand that your breath is rank. The breath is rank.
Yeah.
Well, testing, 1, 2. Versus. CGI. All right.
Boy, Sky Baby Sweet Tan. Boyd Sky Baby Sweet Tan. Boyd Sky Baby Sweet Tan.
Tan, tan, tan. Tan, tan, tan.
Tan. Tan.
Oh, see? Where's 15, man?
Test.
I fuck that man right now. Fuck that man right now. Okay. All right, I'm not really sure what to do with that. I think I'll have Doug Danger have that stuff going on. Let me pull this stuff down here, though. And then we're going to do the... Where's the fucking plane, bitch? I just had it, man. All right, man. The other thing we're going to do... We got Larry Grover and Don Mixo. And, just in case.
Waiting on you. It'll be all right when the morning comes. Oh,
I know what I need. I know what we need. Yeah, we always need this, too. I'll always love this. Testing. Here we go, man.
That you'll be alone with you. When you come home, try to come home alone. Now we're out in the cold and getting on. Sitting here waiting on you.
Yeah, man, I dig that song a lot. All right, here we go. Hi, it's Phil Hendry. Oops. Testing 1, 2.